1 week after the mass shooting of elementary school children in Connecticut, the National Rifle Association finally broke its silence. At a Washington news conference not far from the White House, the group's executive vice president blamed gun violence on the proliferation of violent video games and films and said the only way to stop future school shootings is to assign armed guards to each and every American school. WBAI's Jose Santiago files this report.
The National Rifle Association, 4 million mothers, fathers, sons and daughters, joined the nation in horror, outrage, grief, and earnest prayer for the families of Newtown, Connecticut, who have suffered such an incomprehensible loss as a result of this unspeakable crime.
The opening comments of NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre, expressing horror at last week's school shooting in Connecticut, blaming the media for ignoring the socially corrosive effects of violent video games and films that inspired deranged shooters, and declaring there is only one way to prevent such attacks in the future.
The only way to stop a monster from killing our kids is to be personally involved and invested in a plan of absolute protection. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Would you rather have your 911 call bring a good guy with a gun from a mile away or from a minute away?
And so, says LaPierre, his organization has launched a national program to identify volunteers with law enforcement experience, such as retired police officers, to provide security in any school that requests it. The NRA, which has a long history of opposing stricter regulations of firearms, says it will provide as much financing as needed to train volunteers and school officials who opt in to their school security program, which they are calling the National Model Shield Schools Program.
The NRA is going to bring all its knowledge, all its dedication, and all its resources to develop a model National School Shield Emergency Response Program for every single school in America that wants it. Former Congressman Asa Hutchinson will lead the effort as National Director of the National Model School Shield Program, with a budget provided by the NRA of whatever scope the task requires. His experience as a United States Attorney, Director of the Drug Enforcement Agency, and Undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security will give him the knowledge and expertise to hire the most knowledgeable and credentialed experts that are available in the United States of America.
The proposal drew immediate criticism from, among others, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who called the plan a shameful evasion of the crisis facing our country. And even as LaPierre spoke, there were protests. His comments were interrupted twice, with the protesters each time immediately ushered out of the room.
The truth is,
NRA, stop killing our children. It's the NRA and the assault weapons that are killing our children, not armed teachers. We've got to end the arming. We've got to end the violence. We've got to stop the killing. Stop the killing in our schools. Stop the killing in our halls. Stop the killing in our streets. The NRA is killing our children. We've got to stop the violence. And violence begins with the NRA stating the true facts that they are the perpetrators of the crimes that are taking place in our schools and on our streets.
The NRA's proposal follows President Barack Obama's establishment of a task force headed by Vice President Joe Biden to come up with ways to protect the public from gun violence. As for the NRA's proposal, there will almost certainly be more strong opposition to the idea of placing armed security guards in every school in the nation. Adding his name to those critics today, New York City Comptroller John Liu, who characterized the NRA's news conference as a bizarre misfire, he went on to say that he was reviewing New York City pension funds to ensure that public pension dollars do not support weapons that can destroy a community in the blink of an eye. For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.